What's up, bro? You're listening to Randomly Relatable SG,
where we talk about random things you relate to.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Wise.
I'm Shurai.
I'm Sabrina.
And today's podcast is Should You Be Allowed to Be Tracked? 3, 2, 1, let's go.
Masuk bilik jom.
Oh yes. Rekod podcast
lah.
Masuk ke wakaman
wakaman wakaman wakaman wakaman. Dah ni tak
Now it's tracking.
Should you be tracked?
Should you be tracked, but not by Google and analytics and stuff like that. So
we're
gonna
ask. Should you be tracked?
Tracked. So we're gonna ask three things, okay?
Number one.
Should your employees,
employer,
should allowed to track the employee's social media?
Mm.
Okay.
Number two, you should parents be allowed to track
their children's location.
Mm. Okay. And number three is should partners track their partner's GPS location.
Mm. So we start with number one first. When you mean track, right? Oh, whoa. Starter. When you mean track, right? What do you mean by track?
Well, like
follow
question,
je, okay? Track their employer.
Track their employer.
So kirakan kalau bos aku follow aku kat Instagram, kirakan dah considered track lah.
Tak.
The starting is it the job interview
monitor part, eh? Monitor employee social, so kira kan they control lah what you post.
Oh,
low key control what you post ah.
I don't think they should be allowed to eh. But if you want to follow me, follow ah.
Mm. But monitor mah.
Monitor.
And then use what they see to your advantage or disadvantage.
Okay, so is it like if I say I on MC, but then I go post that I go makan kat luar?
Yeah. Mm.
Then they can fire me for that.
That is very good. That's
dumb.
Thing since everything lah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you are on MC.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think last time the rule is
just don't post on social media.
No, you cannot go out more than 5 kilometers radius of your house.
Oh, is it?
Is it?
So you want to buy food also?
I think that's a civil service thing.
Yeah, civil service.
That's a civil service thing. Yeah, like any military or police personnel, you cannot leave your house for more than 5 kilometers.
Yeah.
MC ma. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
But like monitor, that means choose what you can post and stuff like that, right?
Mm.
That happens, man.
Yeah.
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 Civil service.
Oh. I think certain brands won't. If you work for Nike, if I work for Lenskart, I cannot use other products.
Your specs is Lenskart.
Yeah. I had to change, huh?
Oh, really? Yeah?
Yeah.
They give you for free or you pay?
I get one pair a year, I had to change. I cannot be using other brands, ma. Especially if I'm
Interesting.
HSBC Life also.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be buying Prudential.
No, I can.
I mean,
can, but like,
I cannot. Would you be careful about the things I post finance?
Yeah.
Everything I post about finance, everything my opinions and whatnot. So I'm a representative, ma.
Yeah, it only makes sense, ma. Yeah, it only makes sense. You cannot be working at Nike but be wearing Adidas and posting it on Instagram. Like, is that? You know what I mean? Yeah. Mm.
So what's your take on that? Should they be able to monitor?
If your account is public, yes. If your account is private, no. I don't think they should be allowed to. Yeah, that's fair. Because if your account is public, then let's say that means you're a side hustle content creator ke, or you just like macam kita lah. Yeah, we have our own side thing, right? Then of course you need to be monitored lah. Certain things you say, certain things you wear, certain things you don't wear, kind of stuff. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's quite self-explanatory and like macam logical lah.
Mm.
Like you said, if you work in Nike, don't wear Adidas.
Yeah.
All that must monitor, man. I thought like it's like you as a person also wouldn't want to know.
Political opinions.
Political
things
opinions.
You say.
Oh, okay. So it's like recently the
Palestine thing.
Or
and then
maybe
you post your company unhappy with that.
Yeah. Political opinions or woke opinions.
Mm.
Not woke, like, you know what I fucking mean. Like,
yeah, I know.
Certain.
I think that issues. One, yeah. You shouldn't be monitored doing that. Because like that's my own opinion mah.
Yeah. But if what if let's say the content gets a bit radical, then you as a co-employee or employer takkan feel a bit threatened ke? If it gets like legit like radical, like
let's not talk about the Palestine and not
the Palestine, Israel, just anything in general lah.
Maybe let's just talk gay about let's think of an example lah.
Transgender rights lah.
Okay, let's do that.
Transgender, yeah. LGBTQ stuff lah, basically. Yeah.
Okay. If someone is so against it, then goes like, oh, I'm gonna punch all the transgender people I see.
Mm.
And then at work, there's a transgender person, right?
Mm.
Shouldn't the company like get involved a little bit?
I mean, kalau no action, okay. Yeah.
Should you be?
yeah, if he come to work every day, then he stare the transgender like,
I'm gonna punch you.
Yeah.
But then I guess it becomes a HR workplace problem, workplace problem.
Do you think is not do you think? Would you feel weird being called into HR for things you post on social media?
I think I would feel a bit defensive immediately. Macam, what the hell? Calm down. I already working 9 to 6 here. Don't tell me what I cannot do outside. You know, because I at the same time I also only post things that I've thought about 2, 3, 4, 5 times. What? So if I that think 5 times about it, then you still think it's nonsense, then high chance you are nonsense lah.
I think the same rule applies lah. Whether it's political or just kind of macam brand things, right? If your account is public, yeah, I have the right to monitor. If your account is private, then no. That's my thing. Yeah. Because the moment your account is public, then your content is shareable. And the moment it becomes shareable, then it becomes a possible threat to the image of the company, mah. Whether it be political or brand views, mah. So I think as long as your account is private, then yeah, you have no right to monitor me. But if your account is public, and of course, as a company, I have the responsibility to ensure that my employees are all aligned in terms of ideologies, ma.
Yeah. I think that's the reality of things, Like you are an employee of a company, and whatever you say affects the company, Then if you don't want to be affected like that, then don't be an employee, lah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Second question: tracking your kids.
The age, So I think tracking your kids. Teenage kids are teenagers. So maybe first question is, until how old?
No, I think first question is should be can or cannot. Did something a hit?
Yeah, my elbow.
I think can.
I think tak payah sih. Because you can just ask what? Why must check?
In Singapore, no.
Yeah, we in Singapore.
Pada aku in Singapore tak payah. But if let's say I'm in Malaysia, Indonesia, those bigger countries, yeah, definitely.
Scarier. The safety.
Yeah.
Because I'm just thinking like, okay, if you track me, then like, the amount of times I've lied my location so many times, bro. Like, not even lie because I'm doing something stupid, no, just lie because like, where are you? On the way back.
On the bus.
On the way back. I'm still like, I'm still like Clementi.
Yeah.
Where are you? I'm still at Jurong, I'm still at Sengkang, wherever I am. Where are you?
Whenever this joke comes, right, like, imagine what your dad said.
Crawling. Funny. Where are you?
Where are you guys? On the way home. Then how many hours later did he ask again?
I think maybe
1 hour later. You crawling?
Yeah, just the location wise. But there are times that maybe you do something stupid, no? Like maybe you go clubbing or you say you watch movie but you're definitely not watching a movie. You say you go Kiam but you definitely never go Kiam.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll be sus. And I feel like,
so is it a yes or no from you, man? In Singapore to me tak payah.
In Singapore, as a parent, I think I would want to.
Okay.
But I feel like if I do that, then the remove the husnuzoness.
Yeah, and your kids will hate you, sir.
Then yeah lah. Maybe don't need lah. Maybe I would lah. I'll just ask lah.
I think we should, like, I will try my best to create a space where they really will feel okay with telling me where they are and all that. Yeah. And if they lie, I think I'll be okay with it lah. Because I used to do that also when I was younger. As long as I know that they know how to jaga diri, I'm okay.
What about if like in Malaysia, if you are in Malaysia or Indonesia, those kind of big countries, right?
But those big countries, kan, like you don't live in the whole country. You know?
I know, but like
you live at a place that is maybe 2 times the size of Singapore, maybe max. So like you don't live in like the whole of Malaysia. You live at one town or one part only.
don't know. I just feel like it's because commuting will definitely be different than compared to Singapore, ma. Yeah. And if let's say I'm not a rich family in living in Malaysia or Indonesia, right? But confirm public transport is in the question. So public transport is not as efficient in Singapore. So like I feel just take location. I mean it's fine. Yeah.
Actually recently I got thinking about it also. Mm. Like do I want to give my parents my location because I don't want them to feel worried because I ride motorbike.
Ah, yeah.
Then I don't text them. You know, I text my partner every time I reach work to make sure he doesn't worry. Mm. But I don't text my mom I reach work already, you know? So I'm thinking like why don't I do that? Or is it easier if I just send my location then when I'm at work she can see. Because I got nothing to hide already at this point.
I think you should just update location. Don't send the location. Well, you send location, I think it can trigger some gilliness.
Yeah. And this whole tracking location thing, I think a bit psycho. But this one can leave for the third question.
Yeah, so the third part of this tracking question is kids, and then second one is partner, right? No. Big no. No.
Kahwin?
No.
Like you shouldn't, I feel.
No.
Actually, I've never been a fan of macam sharing location. Mm. The only reason why I feel like some people incorporate that into their relationship is pasal one person made a mistake. Maybe they don't trust really. Then it's like, oh, this is my way to regain your trust. Oh. I want to know where you are at all times.
But aku just gila. I've always seen location tracking as gila. I don't even understand the whole location tracking among friends. I know
they
some friends do
weird.
It.
I Cap, cannot.
Apa sah? Kau nak track kau nak pergi. But then the only exception that I'm kind of okay. Is motor lah.
No,
riders.
But so what? Like, so why do you need to know your
friends? Safety, I guess. Tapi tu macam sekejap lah, not all the time.
Pakai Google. Apa? Apple, find my phone lah. Find my iPhone. Find your friends.
Same lah, bro.
Find my friends.
No, you have to.
Zenny is like with everyone.
No, find your friends is you have to unlock, no? You have to
give
accept.
Location.
Mm. Yeah, you have to accept
lah. Zenny easier lah. Like, nicer UX UI so you can see the speed and whatever not ma. No, because I think the friends part. Okay, I'm okay with friends. Partner a bit funny to me. Because friends, like you tell me you live in the house and then you just wake up, bro. Like, that's the only part like, I see like okay. So that I know where the fuck you are and I don't need to wait for an hour at where we're meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think friends aku masih okay. Because it's just a casual thing.
Yeah,
I have a few friends on the phone, my iPhone. Just for fun, like I'm in the area, haha. That's like, when we meet, I know that you're a serial late person, always late. So
serial late person.
Yeah, so
you will check the location before even.
Location before I leave, like you cannot lie to me, bro. Yeah, so, but that's not psycho. It's just a
for fun thing.
But partners and all, I have partners who. I have friends who share the location because like whatever subset last time they were problematic. So now they will send the location lah. Yeah.
If like when you ask about that even in marriage also, I feel like there needs to be a certain trust and foundation the privacy. Even if you're married, you see each other every day. There's a space that needs to be had ma. The location is legit like the only thing I have in terms of privacy ma. Yeah. I will tell you wherever I go anyways.
And it removes the asking of the location part.
So but it's like sometimes easier to just ask. Yeah. It's compared to open the app, then look at the map, then like, okay, Nikat, oh, Bukit Timah. You know, like, if you just ask, man, where are you? Or my work? Or where are you? I'm here.
I just reached work, I'm having lunch, ke, I just reached podcast, office, ke, that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's fine.
For me, to avoid the, you know, you said for commute, then it makes sense, right?
The bike. Then. Yeah.
Oof. Ooh. So what I do is, as I'm getting on the bike, I send my location. So he live location on telly.
If 30
you're
minutes,
meeting somewhere, lah. 1 hour. I think 50 minutes, 1 hour and 8 hours. So I put 1 hour. Then by the time we reach, if different time, then I can check like, alamak, is he okay? How come I faster?
Those kind of limited, limited time limit punya location, aku okay. That's fine. It's like okay, whatever.
But if he wants it, I don't see a reason why I would like, you know, I'm like, okay, if you want, you want. But then it will macam, I'll ask him first, like, for what? And he said, I just want to know this, know that. And I'm like, okay lah, but you don't find it a bit weird? And then after he like, no. And I'm like, okay, if you want, you want. I have nothing against it.
Aku against it. I just find it very weird.
I find it weird also. If, my, if your partner wants, okay, if let's say Fatin says she want, will you macam, eh, do wanna?
I will be very much aggressive about it lah. Aku macam, why
do you want my location? Just because lah, because like, when I know you at work, then I see that, like, eh, I see your face, then macam, wah, so nice, see your face on the location.
Honestly, kalau Fatin tanya aku, aku just okay lah. She's my wife, what? Okay yeah, lah, fine, whatever.
I just like, if Fasiah ask you?
Yeah, just say nah.
In fact, no, like
to the live location constantly.
Like your find my iPhone gitu.
Put lah tu lah.
Sure.
Then put the other one at home table tu.
Passwords?
Password tak sih. Password tak tahu.
I think tak payah.
Password macam too much
lah. I think what? In, like Instagram, yeah. Social media passwords lah. Bagi je.
I don't know. Like, I'm not hiding anything, you know.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like with the password inside, to me, like if you want to find something, you confirm can find. It's like if you know like if a police follow you long enough, they'll find a broken headlight. Share that. Like, I'm not hiding anything, bro. But if you really put effort to find something, to find problem, you confirm will find problem.
And find lah.
Yeah.
To me, the password thing is okay. So it's like whatever. I will give you the password, but whenever you want to log in, I'll have to be beside you. That's the only thing.
Why?
Like for me and Fatin, I've always had her. She has always had my password since like we met. I aku dah tak kisah. Yeah.
Since you met?
Yeah, since no, maybe not since we met lah. Since we became boyfriend girlfriend, maybe yeah. 1 or 2 years into the relationship. But like she's barely log in lah. I think it's just the thought of like macam kalau kau dah kasih password kan, she knows that she can log in anytime. And like I don't have anything to hide. Kira kan macam
so don't need to have the account in the phone lah.
Yeah, I don't have to have account in the phone lah. Just let me know your password. Ah, okay. Lah. I just give you my password. Then whatever.
I guess for me it just comes naturally. Like macam I'm doing up. I forgot my password or something. I'll just tell him, hey, my password is this. I remember. Help me remember. Like, okay. But then I will not tell him like you can log in if you want. Like,
yeah, it's kira kan like macam yeah my password is this. Tu je.
But I don't know. To me the conversation is a bit awkward. Per kalau it's like hey, I want your account in my phone. But I remember last time I got like my boyfriend account in my phone, you know, like last time when I was younger. Both times, yeah. So I'm macam, I'm confused. I don't remember how that
came. That happened.
Yeah. Did we ask?
Having the account in the phone is weird. Yeah.
Secondary school, you never had
the second home. Never. I never had. But like kira kan kalau kau nak check phone aku or if you want to look at my phone, tengok aku tak kisah. Yeah.
Okay, come, we go ask the streets.
Yeah, let's see, man.
You got anything else to say, Wes?
Well, hopefully the answers are quite interesting. Because I think people can be quite opinionated about this. Hopefully the answers are cool.
Alright.
So yeah.
Let's go.
2, 1, let's go.
Bye.
So today I'm with
Aufal.
Honey.
Okay, so the first question is, do you think it's fair for employers to monitor employee social media accounts? So kira-kira macam they have rights of what you can say or not say or post and not post.
For me, no.
No.
It's outside their working hours as well. Yeah.
I think what I post on social media is me. Like, it's my personal space. So, work is work. My personal space is my personal space.
Just curious, what type of industries you guys work in right now?
I'm in engineering.
Tech.
So, in a way, never really... It's the private sector lah.
Yeah.
I'm government.
Okay. So, okay, what if one day you are called into HR because of what you post online? Do you think will you be offended or will you be like what the hell?
I think I can justify lah why I post in a manner why my content is in that manner as well lah. For you?
Yeah, I think so too. And I mean, I think where I'm working at, they are quite open and understanding in that sense. So I think it's okay. They probably like okay, like damage control or whatnot. But like in general, I don't think they'll be in a sense where I need to fire you or whatnot lah. Yeah.
It's meant to clarify lah, yeah, not meant to to scold lah.
Correct.
Then if you are being told to take down a post, will you be annoyed or will you be angry?
I need to ask lah why. Correct or not? Yeah. Once we understand where they are coming from, okay, maybe we can talk things out.
I think same.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair. So next question is. So you think it's okay for parents to track their kids' GPS location?
GPS.
I think to a certain extent. So if you are already at a certain age,
well, how old is not okay?
How old is not okay? 18, 20. Yeah. I feel. Because, okay. But I think it's justified to when you're younger, like, macam masih sekolah in, like, secondary, primary, because they are still technically under, you are still under their care.
Correct.
And then teachers will still go to their parents and then, yeah, whatnot. But once you're in, like, tertiary, there's, like, that flexibility where, okay, what you do is your own consequences. I can monitor you, but at the same time, like, if anything happens, you still have to jog yourself up, because I would see it as already an adult. You're already an adult. Yeah.
Okay.
Personally, for
but 18, 20, kira-kira poly lah. Poly year 1, poly year 2 masih track lah.
Tak, 2 tu dah tak boleh track.
Where so, are you? On yeah. The way home. But I still with him.
Like, I don't know.
Nah, I've been to a point where maybe depends on the person's commitments lah. Pasal macam diorang pergi, apa eh? They were part-time or what, during their school curriculum. That's understandable lah. For me, I'm okay lah, but depends lah. I think it's very subjective. Very subjective.
Okay, so last one is, do you think partners, do you think you can track your partner's GPS location?
Partner at what stage?
Now ah.
Now, yes.
Oh, now yes.
No lah. No, okay, not that I don't trust him. Okay, I trust him. But if anything happens suddenly, like I really need him urgently, for example, someone meninggal and he's not answering his phone, at least I know where he is and okay, yeah. Maybe he's at site or whatnot. Yeah, to that extent. But I don't like, oh, where are you, where are you?
For you, before we just started lah, tracking over GPS.
I see.
That's
why
we are laughing.
I see.
So, like, oh, there's that feature lah, can do. So, yeah. Like, yeah.
So, it's not a daily thing that you yeah. Look lah, like lunchtime, right. You see, oh, lah,
see.
Yeah, how about when dating? How about boyfriend, girlfriend?
Dating wise, no lah. Not necessary.
I don't care.
Is it weird?
Jangan cling sangat lah.
But okay, but let's say in another world lah. Okay, not say in another world, in this world lah. Okay, maybe confirm going to get married already.
Okay.
Then after that, haven't tunang yet. Then she ask to track each other's location. Will you be okay?
Wah. I think it'll be a bit of a turn off lah. But yeah, we can talk things out with our partner also.
For me, no lah. Why?
Yalah,
why what lah? Why means why you want to track, or why,
yeah. Why
okay?
Why you want to track?
So yeah. You won't give ah?
Like, I won't No, because I have anything to hide, but just for what? Yeah.
Okay, today I am with
Afiq
Mirul. Afiq Mirul. Okay, so this set of question is pasal tracking ah.
Okay.
Do you think your company should be allowed to track your social media, to monitor your social media?
I think so, because they should be.
Kenapa eh? Pasal they can kirakan like apa-apa kau post eh, they are allowed to macam bilang, tell you that, oh, you cannot post this.
But maybe it depends on what content do you do. Then if got some issue or sensitivity that can touch some people negative, maybe cannot lah.
Okay.
I think so lah.
Okay.
It's not my experience.
So kirakan like if let's say sekarang about Palestine dengan Israel quite hot kan. So you post pasal Israel dengan Palestine, your company say, jangan post pasal benda-benda ni. Would you be offended?
No.
No eh? Okay. Yeah. How about you, bro?
For me, maybe media social untuk private kita lah. Untuk privacy lah. Just
oh,
for
privacy.
Us lah. So, company tak boleh.
Tak payah get involved lah?
Yes, tak payah involve lah.
Okay. Can. So, if you post pasal Palestine Israel, your company ask you to remove, would you be macam, eh, kenapa sah ni aku punya?
Betul. Yes.
Okay. Can.
Sebab hak kita kan.
Apa? Hak kita.
Hak kita kan, kita punya right kan.
Pada aku eh, kalau account kau private, okay tau.
Kalau public tak boleh lah, sama je kan.
Okay.
Okay.
Second question is, do you think you should be allowed to track your kids tak? So, kirakan GPS location. Do you think you should be allowed to track your kids?
Yes.
Sampai umur berapa?
25.
Tua sah, 25.
Serius. Selagi dia belum kahwin kot.
Selagi belum kahwin eh?
Ya.
Yeah.
Dia dah anak lah.
Ha?
27 sama. 2 years ago dia dah kahwin earlier tak payah apa?
Kalau dah kahwin earlier tak payahlah.
Okay.
Bukan kita punya tanggungjawab lagi kan.
Okay. You so 25.
Yeah. I'm going to.
You're going to October. 25. Apa? Nak kahwin?
Kahwin.
Oh, okay. So lepas ni then your parents tak payah track ah.
Tak payahlah.
Okay. Okay, so the last question is, do you think you should track your partner punya location tak? So kirakan you know what I mean lah.
Where,
your girlfriend,
you,
boyfriend.
You mean where she go, where?
Turn on location lah.
No need lah.
Tak payah.
Trust dah cukup lah.
Yeah? Kalau dah kahwin, yeah, do you think tak bayar?
Sebab I dah kahwin pun, I
tak bayar.
Tak bayar.
That's the way, bro. Yeah. All about the trust, let's go.
Tapi anak tak boleh.
Anak tak boleh.
Anak lain.
Okay. Thank you guys, thank you guys.
Okay, I'm here today with
Shafiq Shahul. Yes, same acronym, SS.
Yes, Sabrina Shiraz. Okay, so my question for you is, do you think it's okay for companies to monitor your social media?
I think it's fine. It's just that some people prefer some privacy. Mm-hmm. But for me, my company may know what I'm doing because I take my company as if it's my own company. So I think it's fine. Yeah.
You take the company as if it's your own, but does your boss take you as the owner of that company also?
I think it's an empowerment of staff. Yeah. I believe my senior management or my bosses empower every single individual to ensure that they take ownership in the organization.
We
have a very good culture.
Yeah. Solid. Okay, then if that's the case, I wouldn't mind them tracking my Instagram as well.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, the next question is, do you think it's okay for you to track your kids?
I don't have kids, but I'm not married, but anyway,
give them some space.
I would say that kids today are very different, or maybe moving forward they are much different in environment.
Yeah.
But giving them a bit of space to explore would be good, rather than keeping them on a normal track. Yeah. For me, it's giving them more exposure platform for them to explore. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. When you say different, the kids this generation, what do you mean by that?
Different means I think we cannot say no to children.
Okay.
I always say, because I lecture in the university, so I always don't say no to my students. And I always believe you say no is a mindset that always say in your mind. It's a fear that instilled in them.
Uh-huh.
So that's why there's a difference between the Asian and the Western culture. I do a bit of study to look at when you say no, every time in their mind you say, oh, you cannot do this, cannot do that. So it's a bit of fear in them to do something. Yeah. I don't know whether you accept that, but that's something which my views.
Okay, then will you do it secretly?
Secretly for?
Yeah. So you get their locations in your phones without telling them. Is that something you do or you respect their boundaries?
In Singapore, I think it's safe.
Yeah.
The ecosystem here is all good.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry unless they go overseas for studies and they go overseas for some holiday.
Uh-huh.
Then maybe as parents, they might be concerned in terms of their well-being. Yeah.
I think that's fair actually for holidays, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, then the last question is, you said you didn't have a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
But based on your past experience or considering you have a girlfriend in the future, would you want to track her location?
Only lah. For what? I need to track her location.
You know, sekali it's like you don't believe.
No, I'm a very simple person. I do what I need to do. I think more importantly is the trust between two individuals. Yeah.
If she wants to track your location, are you okay with that?
You can do it if you want. Yeah.
You wouldn't question it?
For me, is if there is a trust, there shouldn't be any tracking or location and all that. Yeah.
So red flag lah. If she asked for a location thingy, you would immediately be like
one. Actually, everything I do is on my social media, so I don't think so she will ask my location.
Okay, that's all the questions I have. Thank you
okay,
so
thank
much.
Okay, thank you. Today I'm with
Kai.
Okay, so the first question for today is: do you think employers are allowed to monitor the employee's social media accounts?
Social media accounts, I think.
Do you mind if I closer?
I think they should not be allowed to monitor, but I think if your boss tend to follow you on social media, you can always don't accept it, right?
So, for sure.
Yeah.
How about the like in terms whereby your boss don't follow you, but I mean you work in a bigger company, in HR and whatever not, out of nowhere they tell you, hey, see this one, can you don't post this? You seem to be more opinionated about certain stuff. Can you be more less opinionated about this publicly and things like that?
Yeah, but I think from a business company's point of view, they of course they don't want their employees to comment on things that will affect the company's profile or perception of the public on the company.
Yeah.
So I think that it's pretty normal for companies to do that, but I believe after all, the employee can make their own decision and to whether they want to post it or not.
Alright. At the end of the day, you still have the choice. But every choice has a price lah.
Yeah, of course.
At the end of the day, because people kind of say, hey, I got no choice. You have a choice lah.
Sure, of course.
If you really don't like what the decision, then the choice is there to leave off.
Yeah, correct.
So every choice has a price to pay lah.
Correct.
So moving on to the second question is, you think parents are allowed to track their teenagers' GPS locations?
GPS location. I think teenagers wise, my mom do track my sister's location.
Really?
Yeah, how old are twin sisters? They are 19 this year.
Okay.
And I think she started tracking their position since probably like a few years back. I think it's just for her to ensure that they are safe and sound. Because I mean, these days the kids, they go anywhere, everywhere, right? So, and since they don't update my parents, tracking them is the easiest way to know their safety.
I see. Yeah. But do you think tracking will make them be more rebellious in a way? Because now I feel I'm so tied down, blah blah blah. And especially when you're 19 years old. 19 years old, you start going out, you start dating, you start maybe partying a bit here and there, and like you just annoyed that why must I track everything?
Yeah, I mean, although my mom tracked my sisters, but they are not rebellious. And even when they want to go clubbing, my mother don't disallow them to go. So I believe like rebellious wise is a choice by the kid, and also the parents play a part in for the upbringing, and it's how they educate them on certain things.
Okay, last question is do you think it's okay for partners, boyfriend, girlfriend, fiancé, wife, husband, blah blah, to check each other's GPS?
I think for couples, married, unmarried, it's really your choice. If you want to give comfort to your wife and you want to give comfort to your husband, you can let them track you to let them know where are you going, what are you doing. It's how you ensure they feel secure. But it's also based on how you communicate with your partner on you know, how to make them feel comfortable of what you are doing.
Oh sure. Alright man, thanks man.
Okay, today I am with Russell.
Zina.
Okay, so these questions are about tracking. So the first set of questions about tracking is, do you think your company should be allowed to monitor your social media? Wow.
No.
To a certain extent, yes.
Why?
Because if you present yourself as a good worker from where I'm working at,
okay.
Then I guess they need to see whether you got say anything wrong or anything that you're not supposed to follow whoever you're not supposed
to. So monitoring is one thing, but like let's say they can dictate what you post and what you cannot post. You think that it should be allowed or not?
I think they shouldn't dictate, but perhaps give some form of guideline.
Guideline ah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Guideline for workers to follow lah. What is appropriate, what is not appropriate.
So for example, right now the hot topic is Israel versus Palestine lah. Okay. So imagine if your companies, you will call into the HR, then after that the company say, why you post this?
Would you be offended? I guess I would. I mean, as long as it doesn't interfere with like what I do at work, like there's no conflict of interest, then I guess it should be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever she said.
Really? Like, you wouldn't be like, hey, my Instagram, let me post whatever I want to post, or whatever, let me repost also whatever I want to repost. Or do you feel like, as a company, you should ensure that all your employees are aligned and aligned to the same ideology, lah, and that you have the right to monitor your employees, especially what they post on social media?
Like, no, you should be entitled to your point of view, I guess. Mm. Yeah, like, I mean, if it doesn't compromise the company's image in any sense, then
it's fine.
Yeah.
I got no comment.
Okay, okay. Hey, second question is, you guys have a boy, right? A child.
Yeah, baby.
Do you think you should be allowed to track your baby's location or track your child's location lah?
Maybe up to a certain age.
What age?
Like maybe primary school?
Yeah. Primary school?
Yeah.
And I think she's saying this from the point of safety.
Safety.
Yeah. Okay. Just checking the kid because he's very young, not able to look after himself. Mm. And we have the responsibility to look after him. So yeah, from that aspect, yeah, we should be able to track it.
Yeah.
Okay, Ken. But I think in Singapore, like, relatively safe, right? So like, technically, no need lah.
Yeah.
If other countries, maybe Malaysia, Indonesia, I would, to be honest. That's my point of view.
Maybe. Okay. Fair.
Last question. Do you think you should be tracking your partner's GPS? The partner lah. So this one was kids, right? But partners. Girlfriend, boyfriend, now married couple. Do you think you should be tracking each other?
No.
No?
No?
No.
Yeah, no, yeah. No.
What do you have to say to like those girlfriend, boyfriends who actually do lah? Because it is a common thing.
It is a common thing. I think where we're coming from is based on trust.
Okay.
Yeah, so trust is the fundamental aspect in the relationship, and if that's not in there, then
trouble lah.
That means red flag.
Red flags. Okay guys, thank you so much for taking part. Thank you.
So today I'm here with
Dina
and Dini. Alright. So my first question is, do you think parents should be allowed to track the kids? So macam put your location in their phone and all that.
That one have, like, I feel that the kids need a bit of their own privacy. But then like if the kids memang nakal, like then obviously kena lah. But then like in my opinion, the kids should feel free to go anywhere.
Okay, tapi kalau let's say mak bapak tak kasi pergi tahun, habis after budak tu pergi, and then they lie to the parents?
That's honesty lah.
That's honesty.
Yeah, if the parents found out then nakal like that, then obviously terpaksa put lah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Adik?
Never go out.
Tapi kalau let's say, kalau you in the future nak keluar, habis yang mami cakap macam, oh tak boleh, kalau you nak keluar, I nak make sure I know exactly where you go. I nak track everywhere you go. Will you be okay with that?
I guess so, because my parents don't usually do that to me.
Your parents rely a lot on trust, all your... Korang dua je adik-beradik?
I got a brother. Yeah.
Older
brother.
Okay, next question and the last question is, do you think it's weird kalau boyfriend girlfriend track each other? Yeah?
Yes.
Weird eh? Asal weird?
Like, let the girl go anywhere, let the guy go anywhere lah. Let him be free.
If my parents tak so check, why my boyfriend want to check?
Yeah. So sibuk like that.
Tu lah. Kalau in the future you tengok kakak punya boyfriend check mata dia, you cakap no eh. Okay, so kalau let's say your friends want to check, is that something that you feel is okay? Macam bukan check mana lah, it's just like, oh, so if I'm out here, then after that my friend also here, dia boleh ajak keluar. Because that's a lot of the reasons why kawan sekarang banyak check each other.
I think that's cute lah. Like, I think that's okay for me. Because the friends usually they're not really kalau macam nak keluar, dia just macam, oh later can meet here, meet there. They never like macam, oh don't go here, don't go there, you know. So like they let us be free.
Okay, yeah. I understand. Okay, dah, tu je. Thank you guys so much.
Hello everybody, we're back from the streets. Today we're talking about tracking. Do you think you got interesting answers? I think I got quite interesting and not interesting answers also.
So the answers that I got were very normal.
Do you think your employers are allowed to monitor your social media?
Some of them that answered were public servants, so they couldn't really comment much on it because of...
But the fact that they didn't comment means they are being monitored lah.
Yeah lah. That just proves the point lah, bro. Yeah, so in terms of the kids tracking, we spoke to a lot of parents.
The workplace one, right? There was a group of younger girls that I interviewed. I think like 18 and 20 years old. They said, no, completely not. I won't let my companies track me. Then they say like, oh, whatever that I do after 6 shouldn't be their problem and all what.
Most
and after
I say, that.
If you work for Nike, then you wear Adidas and then you post about it, are you okay if they're unhappy with it? And you say no, it's not in my contract that I cannot wear Adidas. They're not paying me extra to not wear Adidas.
But if you represent the brand?
Say if you're like a Nike athlete. But if you're just working for Nike, then she's right, right? It's not in the contract.
Yeah, it's not in the contract lah.
Yeah, so that was the interesting one lah. The rest all said macam, London lah, Singapore have to check lah.
Yeah.
You know? And then the next question you say, oh, kids checking.
Yeah.
Oh wait.
No, so regarding the social media thing, I think there's one lady that asked, she said she don't follow anybody. She don't follow anybody. Because it's dangerous, huh? To follow anybody on social media at work. But yeah. That's what I wanted to say. The next one?
Next one is kids.
Yeah, there's a lot of bikes, huh? We had a motorcycle parking lot.
Yes, we had a motorcycle parking lot. So for the kids one, the ones that we asked were parents lah. I mean, the parents' answers were very expected because they said that only up to a certain age, and it's only mainly for safety purposes. Yeah, it's not to intrude on your kid's life. It's not to not to say that you don't trust them. It's just for safety purposes. Yeah.
And the one lady I spoke to, she said she don't track the social media, but she video calls them.
Mm.
Which is kind of cool, and video call, and then the mom picks up, as in the other party picks up. So she said that she's not worried about the child. She trusts the child, but she don't trust the people around the child.
That's what my mom says all the time, bro.
Yeah. So the last one is tracking partner, tracking girlfriend.
I've never agreed to it. I will stick by my stand at the start of the opening of this podcast. Yeah.
The funny thing is that the lady also said that last time when they were dating, they did track.
Hmm.
Because they... Same reason. They trust the husband, but don't trust the people around the husband. And I kind of get it, bro. Hmm. I kind of get it, man.
No, but I was quite surprised, though. Like, the people I asked, a lot of them, macam, really, really, really don't mind. Like, really, whatever. Yeah. Like, they don't want, but they got no reason not to want. So, they like, if you want, you want. If you don't want, do want. Okay.
So I think the people that we ask is quite nice people.
The
I surprised. Girls. Yeah, they are the ones yang macam he want, whatever, okay. But ask him like for what but okay.
Oh wow. Where's the personal space, man?
Yeah. Hmm. No one feels very strongly about it as you do, though.
Oh really?
But to be fair,
just me, I guess.
Like, are you clingy with your partner?
I'm very clingy.
Not really.
I feel that I am too. In our both weird, both ways that we are clingy. So macam, I know where you are lah.
Yeah.
And I know everything. Fasya has my calendar. My calendar has everything.
Yeah.
So it's basically my location. You have my calendar means you basically have my location, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think don't need, because I just ask.
I think just ask. I don't think the physical location thing. Yeah lah. I don't feel like it's a need lah.
Yeah, I think a bit like
invasion of your own personal privacy. I feel sometimes you just need to have your own personal privacy. You ask me if you want to know where I am. Ask me. I'll tell you. It's not that I won't tell you. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
All right, man.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Let us know how this podcast has been. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. And catch you guys in the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.